This is Hooray for Coaches Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined now in the studio with Aaron, who is a well-known dance teacher across the Upper Ottawa Valley. So, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Kyle, for having me.
So, let's get right into it. Dance is extremely competitive and also kind of exhausting. I get tired just watching it on TV a lot of these times.
Yep.
So, what is it like to, you know, go into the studio every day, see all these energetic kids and even some adults, I'm sure, to kind of, you know, keep them motivated and to kind of keep up with the trends that are kind of going when it comes to dance?
Motivation, I have to say, is one, your personal passion for, you know, it's not work, it's what you love. So walking in, seeing our beautiful studio and all of the kids having the enthusiasm and wanting to be there and the smiles and the excitement and what are we going to learn today and do we get to go over choreography and are we going to learn a new step? And that really, really, really builds you as a teacher to want to give them as much as you possibly can.
How did you get involved?
I started dancing when I was 9. I started at a school here in town called Michelle School of Performing Arts, and it really just, probably my second or third class, was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. And then from there, I stayed at Michelle's for quite a few years. And then I went to different studios in Ottawa, Kingston area, the States. I started competing in dance, and competitions were across Canada, in the United States. And then I started working professionally.
So it's really just a passion project for you, really.
That, yeah.
That you get to call quote-unquote work.
Absolutely.
What is the, you know, the day-to-day routine of a dance coach?
It looks different for everyone. For myself, I have 2 young children. I have my son Lars, who is 7, and my daughter Piper, who is 6. So we wake up, we get them ready for school, drop them off at school. I go straight to the dance studio. I clean everything at the studio that needs to be cleaned. I start my class plans for that night, so I have an idea of what I'm doing that evening with all of my classes. I get any paperwork that needs to get done, banking that needs to get done, shopping. This is all for the studio. And then, you know, if it's costume time of the year, then I have to start sitting down and getting measurements for kids and organizing the costumes and ordering the costumes. Competition season, I have to sit down and register us for all of our competitions, make sure I've got everyone's name spelled right and I've got the correct birthdays and, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I go home and I get my house duties done that I want to get done or as much as I can fit in. I pick up my kids, I come home, I high-five my husband, and I walk back out the door, and I go teach for the evening.
That sounds phenomenal. I know it's kind of a weird thing, but you're kind of your own schedule, which I think is really cool. And you said, you know, the dance competitions are all over the United States, and I know there's regional things like that. Do you feel, as a coach, there's a lot of pressure to kind of get the kids to that high level of where they want to be? Or is it something that you really kind of, you know, enjoy doing yourself so that passion kind of goes into your students?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it really depends on what your dance studio's morals, values, wants. It really depends on what you want. We have students that, you know, in part of our academy program that are there for fun and are having a great time but still learning. And then we have our competitive program. And some of the girls in the competitive program, I mean, they want to win. But it's the memories, it's the fun, it's the costumes and the lights and the feeling that they get when they go on stage and the self-accomplishment that they get to have. And then we have some other dancers in our competitive program that in the past have gone on to work professionally and some that we are kind of gearing to work professionally that have that want. So that's a little bit different as well. I mean, parent-wise, our parents are fantastic, are absolutely fantastic. They back us up. They trust us. They know that we only have good, we only want good things for their children. So they want them to do well, but they want them to feel safe and loved and cared for at the same time.
That makes sense. It's, I mean, as a parent myself, I get that when my son goes out to play sports and things like that too. For those who are looking to kind of get into the whole dance field or maybe just, you know, learn what it's all about, the process and all that kind of things, how would they go about, you know, getting in touch with you or in your academy and maybe getting started?
Our website is up and running all the time. www.cdedanceacademy.com. You can send us emails through there. We have every ounce of information you could probably want on that. We've got class, our schedule is up there. We've got class lists up there, kind of definitions of what each genre looks like. We have a online shop that they can go to so they can purchase everything online that they need for those classes, so tights, bodysuits, shoes. And that gets shipped right to their home, so they don't have to worry about coming into the studio and picking it up. Yeah, I mean, and always just ask questions. Just message us. Message us and ask questions. It's the only way to learn.
That's fair. It has been Hooray for Coaches Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Erin, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck.
Thank you so much, Kyle, for having me.